on the line, former Australian captain Ian Chappell. Morning.
G'day, Neil. How are you?
Okay, Ian. What effect will this have on the cricket community? On the the average player, will it play on their mind?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that, Neil. For instance, yesterday I could imagine in the other two Shield games, the bowlers that were operating once the news had filtered through, the fast bowlers in particular, I'm sure they would have still delivered a few bounces, but without the usual conviction, I bet they would have been hoping, one, that it didn't get up very high, and two, that it didn't hit anybody. It'll change your mindset for a little while. Other batsmen will be thinking about it, whereas you normally obliterate those things from your mind. It can't help but be at the front of your mind. But then it's your job, and you sort of say, all right, well, that's unfortunate, but I got to get on with my career.
And you think that in the end that's how people will react? You don't think it'll change them?
Oh, I mean, you were talking about young kids and parents before.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some parents who will say to their kids, look, I'd rather you didn't play cricket, and I'm sure there'll be some young kids who'll give it away. But there'll still be a hell of a lot who'll be aiming to play first-class cricket, cricket for Australia. And those kids who've got that dream and they've got the single-mindedness, they'll still eventually get there.
We've had serious injuries and even deaths in cricket before, haven't we, at high levels?
I don't know that there's ever been anyone killed on the international field. I'm pretty sure it hasn't happened.
So remember Jeff Thompson talking about a friend of his who was bowling?
Yeah, Martin Bedcober it was. That was in club cricket in Brisbane. He got hit over the heart. Now, I'm not sure whether he had a bit of a problem there in the first place or not, but... Yeah. That was a hit over the heart, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, as I say, that affected people. Didn't change it long term. What about Sean Abbott, though? I mean, he's an up-and-coming bowler. Oh, geez, they'd have to shake him, wouldn't he, the bowler in this case?
Yeah, I remember an incident when Dennis Lilley, when I first captained him, and I can't remember who it was he hit, but he hit somebody, and he went down there to check up on the batsman. And I said, Dennis, you go back to your mark. We'll worry about the batsman. And he got quite angry with me. And I said, mate, go back to your mark. I'll explain it to you later. And after play, I went to him and I said, look, I'd be very disappointed if you didn't go into the opposition dressing room after play. If the guy's in hospital, I'd be very disappointed if you didn't go and visit him. But if you go down there and you see blood and the guy's not in great shape, it's going to affect your bowling. And I said, it's hard not to. So better that you go back to your mark. We worry about the guy and make sure that he's okay. And then, as I say, after play, you sort it out. But obviously with an incident like yesterday where the guy is so badly injured, you can't... I wouldn't impose those restrictions on Sean Abbott. I don't know what the hell you'd do in that circumstances. Yeah. You'd just hope like hell, I guess, that the guy's all right.
Is Michael Clarke a particularly close friend of Phil Hughes? I know he's been at the hospital most of the night.
Sounds like he must be, yeah. I mean, whether you're a close friend or not, if you've played with the guy, against the guy, you're going to be feeling it. And, you want to try and do anything you think that's going to help. And obviously, an Australian captain being there at the moment, he's not going to know if he's in a coma, but... hopefully when he does come out of it, his parents will obviously tell him that Michael Clarke was here. And I remember when Jack Newton had his horrible accident.
Oh yeah,
and,
the aeroplane. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And my wife said, "Come on, he's a mate of yours. Let's go over to the hospital." And I remember Jack saying afterwards that when he when he got the news that I was there, that it did help. So. I'm sure that that's what Michael Clarke's thinking, that anything I can do that might help, I've got to do it.
Ian, thanks for talking to us. All the best. Let's hope he gets through all this. Ian Chappell, Australian captain and part of the 3RW cricket team.